Order, order.
Thank God we've finally got a minister who can cut to the chase and get the job done. That minister, sir, is me.
Gerry Brownlee, Minister for Economic Development and Energy Resources, the opposition's main target when Parliament returned from a fortnight's adjournment to the news that the government had abandoned plans to mine in national parks.
This government, led by John Key, was proposing to open up New Zealand national parks and protected areas to the mining industry.
Opposition leader Phil Goff kicking off Wednesday's general debate.
That Prime Minister won't accept responsibility for the part that he played in that decision.
But Mr Key said the decision was made for him.
The government has listened to the people of New Zealand who I think on balance have said that they don't want mining on Schedule 4, but they do want expanded mining around the rest of New Zealand in certain parts, as long as it's done environmentally friendly, and I support them on that.
The Prime Minister also had an answer ready for this question from Mr Goff.
How does the Prime Minister rate the following in terms of his ambition to catch up with Australia and create jobs? His plan to mine and protected national parks, his job summit, the 2025 task force, Chinese investment in broadband, and New Zealand as a world centre for financial services. And what cloud is he going to jump on next?
The Honourable Prime Minister.
Well, I can't be sure whether I'm on a cloud, but I know the Leader of the Opposition's in a hole anyway from the latest polls I've seen. But talking of digging things up, I don't know if he's... The only place he'll be safe is in a pristine national park, because that's the only place we can't dig a hole for him.
Mr Key's energy minister faced this question from his Labour shadow, David Parker.
What new moves has he, as Minister of Economic Development, proposed to fill the hole left by his mining blunder, given that John Key said in December last year, members will see a lot of economic development moves by this government in 2010?
Honourable Gerry Brownlee.
Well, Mr Speaker, I totally reject the concept of it being a blunder. The mining industry will grow in this country.
Although the opposition used questions to ministers and the general debate to thrash the government's U-turn on mining, Labor's request for a snap debate on Tuesday was turned down by the Speaker.
The government's announcement that it no longer plans to remove any land from Schedule 4 of the Crown Minerals Act 1991 for the purposes of further mineral exploration or extraction proposes no change to the status quo. In those circumstances, I do not believe there is any justification that would require the setting aside of the usual business of the House to debate this matter.
Lockwood Smith then turned to Labor's second request on Tuesday for an urgent debate on the government's plans to extend the 90-day trial period in the workplace.
The government has announced that it intends to introduce legislation into Parliament soon to enact the proposed changes. The consideration of this legislation will provide the opportunity to debate the evaluation of the 90-day trial period. This application for urgent debate is also declined.
The extension of the 90-day trial period was one of a number of changes to employment law unveiled at the National Party conference in Auckland.
At the weekend, the Prime Minister announced a fair and balanced employment package aimed at creating jobs and boosting economic growth. It's one more step on the road to recovery.
Supplementary.
Finance Minister Bill English, whose enthusiasm for Labor law reform was not shared by his Labor shadow, David Cunliffe.
Mr Speaker, does helping New Zealanders get ahead include raising their power prices, forcing them to pay more to register their cars, lifting ACC rates, raising GST, and on top of that, stripping them of employment protections by having them fired at will with no explanation?
The Honourable Bill English.
Well, Mr Speaker, clearly the member thinks that helping New Zealanders get ahead means raising their power prices, because under his government they rose by 72% in 9 years.
The Finance Minister, though, had no answer to this question from the Greens' Keith Locke.
How much extra will it cost the taxpayer for all the publicly subsidised doctor's appointments resulting from allowing employers to demand a medical certificate for only one day's absence from work?
The Honourable Bill English.
Well, Mr Speaker, I don't have that detail. I can't answer that question.
Parliament resumes at 2 on Tuesday. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program is brought to you with funding from New Zealand On Air.